587, Roland and Lisa Bell seek variances from the corner front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the corner of Beach Avenue and Pierce Avenue, approximately 818 feet east of Coastal Highway Route 1. The 911 address is 2 Beach Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, zoning district MR, tax parcel District 334, map 23.06, parcel 93. They're requesting a 10-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback for proposed cantilevered balconies. We have 3 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Good evening.
Good evening, board members, Council Sharp, and members of the planning staff. My name is Mackenzie Pete, and I'm an attorney with the law firm of Baird Mendelis Brockstead LLC. I am here tonight on behalf of Roland and Lisa Bell requesting a 10-foot variance for a proposed second-story cantilevered balcony. And there's a slight modification in the request, a 5-foot variance for proposed third and fourth-story cantilevered balconies to be located on the north side of the dwelling, located at 2 Beach Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, further identified as tax map parcel number 334, 23.06, 93.00, pursuant to Sussex County Code Sections 115-34 and 182. Mr. Bell is also present with me this evening, should you have any questions after I finish my presentation. The applicant's submission includes their variance application, attachment detailing the variance criteria, the property and deed information as Exhibit A, the survey as Exhibit B, relevant sections of the zoning code as Exhibit C, the Denrec four-step submission as Exhibit D, which I'll briefly explain for some background, and an aerial image and street view of the property showing a neighboring property with similar cantilevered balconies as Exhibit E. I will briefly explain and describe the property, explain the land use history pertaining to the previous application that this board actually heard last year, discuss the Denrec four-step process, and then address the criteria for the Bell's specific variance request this evening. The Bell's property is located in the MR Medium Residential District. The property's setbacks were confirmed by the Department of Planning and Zoning based off a previous determination by the Planning Commission in January 2006, where there was a request from a previous homeowner of this particular property to have the Atlantic Ocean considered as the front yard setback for purposes of building a new dwelling. The setbacks were determined to be 30 feet from the easterly property line, 10 feet from the northerly property line, 10 feet from the westerly, and 15 feet from the southern. This particular property is also subject to a 15-foot corner front yard setback, which is why we're here this evening. The Bells were previously before this board on March 18, 2020, requesting a variance from the front yard setback along Pierce Avenue for a proposed elevator to accommodate elderly grandparents, and variance to bring the existing dwelling into compliance with setback requirements as the previous owners had built the dwelling slightly outside of the building restriction line and into the setbacks. Those variances were specifically pursued as part of the Bell's previous plan to renovate the property, and those variances were granted by this board. In addition to receiving the county's approval to build the proposed elevator and balconies as part of that application, they had to go through something called the Denrec four-step process. This process was created to formulate a way in which dwellings could be designed so that the encroachment over the Denrec building restriction line, which you can actually see on the aerial image, is minimized. So the four-step process is specifically detailed in regulations governing beach protection and uses in Title VII, Section 5102 of the Delaware Administrative Code. The regulations governing beach protection and the use of beaches and the Beach Preservation Act allow for construction of dwellings seaward, meaning towards the sea, of the Denrec building restriction line when the size of the area located landward of the building is inadequate for construction of the proposed structure. So as stated, the Bells previously went through the Denrec four-step process for the proposed additions to their home, which were approved by Denrec then. However, their approval lapsed during the COVID-19 pandemic as Denrec's variance approval and four-step process is only valid for 1 year, unlike the county's that's valid for 2 years. Christopher Patey, an architect of Becker Morgan Group, assisted the Bells with their original submission to Denrec and then their most recent submission to Denrec. In review of the proposed plans for the home and modifications that would be made as part of a renovation, it was decided that it was more cost-effective to actually demolish and rebuild the home than renovate it. Due to the lapsed approval from DENREC and the decision to rebuild, the Bells were required to go through the DENREC four-step process again. The second time around, the Bells were seeking approval for a new home rather than renovating an existing home, a point that is critical to understanding the uniqueness of the property and this particular application and the exceptional practical difficulty created by the uniqueness of the property's conditions. DENREC approved the project as identified on the survey in Exhibit B, so we have already gone through that process, and I did include that entire packet that was submitted to DENREC by Becker Morgan Group as part of the submission this evening for your review. The Bells are now before this board requesting a variance from the front corner yard setback in the amount of 10 feet for a second story balcony and in the amount of 5 feet for third and fourth story balconies. To address the criteria, the Bell's property is a corner lot restricting the buildable lot area and creating a unique buildable lot area. Additionally, the lot shape and buildable lot area is unique in that the DENREC building restriction line restricts the placement of the proposed cantilever balconies on the property. The angle of the DENREC line from southeast to northwest further restricts the property in comparison to the immediate neighbor to the south, which is the property that actually sets the parameters for the DENREC's four-step process. So specifically, the DENREC's four-step process requirements mandate that the Bell's new home must conform with the exact footprint of the adjacent existing neighbor to the south. These guidelines restrict the eastern facade of the new home, requiring that that facade cannot exceed the easternmost projection of the neighbor to the south. Because of the DENREC building restriction line goes from southeast to northwest, it creates a restricted and reduced buildable lot area as compared to the adjacent neighbors that the Bells must conform with, identifying a unique condition specific to the Bells lot. This significantly reduces the building envelope from a rectangle to a more restricted trapezoid shape. This reduction is also reduces the productive square footage and pinches the Bells buildable lot area. Mr. Patey, the architect, also confirmed that that therefore reduces the capturable interior space. Given the DENREC building restriction line limitations and regulations governing beach protection and use, in effect since August 11, 2016, all structures, including the cantilevered balconies, must be constructed seaward of the DENREC building restriction line and also be above base flood elevation. Given these regulations, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code. The exceptional practical difficulty is the difficulty given the location of the home in the setback, the existing home, and the requirement that all cantilevered balconies and be located seaward of the DENREC line. The proposed cantilevered balconies will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district. The applicant's proposed dwelling and proposed improvements are in character with the neighborhood. There is a neighbor to the north that has balconies similar to the balconies proposed here. The Bells are proposing an improvement that maximizes the outdoor living space with the proposed balconies, just like other neighboring properties. The Bells also receive letters of support from their neighbors supporting the proposed second, third, and fourth story balconies. The Bells spoke with their neighbors about the proposed construction and actually modified their original plan after one of those conversations, reducing the third and fourth story balcony variance request by 5 feet to improve visibility for that neighbor that was concerned. Related to that point, if the board does grant this variance, the Bells have asked, as a result of that conversation with the neighbor, that the approval be specifically conditioned to only allow a 5 feet variance request from the 15 front corner for the third and fourth store balconies. Importantly, front corner setback regulations are designed to promote visibility. Cantilever balconies are designed so that visibility is not an issue because cantilever balconies extend outward away from the exterior wall of the main dwelling. As part of that design, the beams that actually hold up the balcony are secured only at one end, meaning the other end of the balcony that extends outward from the structure is unsupported. Therefore, it's not like other decks that would have, you know, actual structures that would be blocking visibility. Not only does that design actually promote visibility, but Beach Avenue itself is also unique in that the pavement ends 20 feet before reaching the northwest corner of the Bell's property. The area to the north of the house and east of the end of the paved Beach Avenue is a sandy roadway that's roughly 25 feet wide and is used as a walkway to the beach, but not as a roadway. This is an important consideration for the board in that the front corner setback requirements are in place to promote visibility and safe pedestrian and vehicular traffic for corner lot properties that are usually located along two busy streets. But in this case, the Bell's Corner lot is located on the corner of Beach Avenue and Pierce Avenue, where the Beach Avenue road is really just a sandy walkway. I stress both the design of the cantilever balconies and the sandy walkway to explain that the proposed balconies will not undermine or interfere with the ultimate purpose of the front corner setback and will not negatively impact or alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Rather, those designs promote visibility, and the fact that the Beach Avenue is partially a sandy walkway, it reduces the visibility concern altogether. The variance is the minimum variance requested needed to construct the proposed balconies on the north side of the property. The Denrock four-step process is actually more restrictive for new homes rather than renovations, and the footprint of the proposed home is actually smaller than the footprint of the previously proposed renovations. Considering that, as well as the fact that the proposed cantilevered balconies and design will promote visibility, we are asking the board to grant the Bell's variance request this evening. With that, I'll end my presentation and answer any questions that you may have.
Questions?
Couple here. Mm-hmm. First off, do you have somebody to affirm your statements?
Yes. Mr. Bell, you can come up.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Roland Bell, 2 Beach Avenue.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Just looking at it, it sounds to me, I want to make sure I understand this right. There was an existing dwelling built by a prior owner. The board granted a variance in 2020 for some corner, and it looks like off of Pierce Avenue as well, mm-hmm. from setbacks from that. And I understand from what you're now not going to use the existing dwelling, you're doing a tear down and essentially a rebuild. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, I ask that because the prior variances in here, two of them were quite small. One was for an existing dwelling off of Beach Ave, and the other was for an elevator off of Pierce, and the other was for the dwelling off of Pierce. And is this new home going to meet the setback requirements otherwise? Because we only are looking at the, I'm looking at you, Ms. Norwood, but it looks to me like we're looking at the corner front yard only from Beach Avenue just for these. So I'm guessing the new dwelling will meet the setback requirements?
The dwelling will, yes. Okay. However, technically the previous approvals are in place with respect to the elevator to permit that
encroachment. Yeah, it does say proposed elevator, mm-hmm. balcony. So
correct.
I'm not
so
as worried about that, but I wanted to make sure we didn't need anything for the dwelling.
No.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Very good.
Thank you.
I think that was my only question that I have. Is Beach Avenue a paper street?
No.
In other words, is it?
It becomes paper 20 feet before. It turns into sand 20 feet before it gets into the street.
Okay. All right. But it is an actual
yeah.
road
it,
to
yeah.
some respects and
yeah.
some, and then it kind of becomes a pathway, I guess.
Right.
All right. I take it nobody's driving on through that
no.
or anything.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Operator?
If anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12587 for Rollin and Lisa Bell for the request of variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represent the least modification of regulation at issue.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hasten?
Aye.
Aye, two for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12587 has been approved.
Thank you.